Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So many businesses struggling, so many businesses in trouble. Not just restaurants. John McKenna from the Sunday Times 100 Best Restaurants was on the show yesterday, and I was asking John about the situation with regard to restaurants, and you know, did he see any improvement in it over the next few months? And unfortunately, he was saying unless that VAT situation changes back to 9%, there are more problems ahead down in West Cork. And I was sad to see this, Chris Heinhold. Now, first of all, congratulations to yourself and Emer on the new arrival. Good to see that, but bad news for your little wine bar and tabletop. Morning.
Morning, Peter. How are you getting on?
Good.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'm actually here with the little one asleep in my arms at the moment. Emer's having a breakfast. We're part of the VAT 9 group.
Yeah.
A bunch of restaurants and cafes and other businesses across the country now calling for the VAT rate, the 9% VAT rate, or 13.5% VAT rate to be reduced back down to 9%.
Yeah.
I don't see it as bad news. I see these posts as something positive that the community are doing, you know, standing up and saying, joining together and saying, you know, we need this, we need this help, and we need it now.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the government's going to move on it, is it, though? They're digging their heels in, you know, and particularly, I think, Pascal Donoghue digging his heels
in. Yeah, I think a change in leadership might give us a little bit of space. When I was contacted by, it was Jamie from Buds down in Ballydehob there, lovely spot. He got in touch with me, and when I was contacted by him, I thought, you know what, there might be space now for some movement. And if not with this new leadership, perhaps with a new election, might be something that we can get on people's radars, you know. There's going to be an election coming up soon, so yeah. Something that we all need to be thinking about.
Like for the average punter going in and out to a restaurant or a pub or wherever they're going for their bite of lunch, their sandwich, whatever they're having, like that 9% makes a difference, but it makes an enormous difference to you as well.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference. I mean, every 2 months we have our VAT go out, you know, and that's separate from the employee costs. But like we're low margin businesses generally, and a little bit here, a little bit there. I mean, it's not just the VAT rate that we're being hit with at the moment. It's still energy costs. I mean, I haven't seen any reduction in my energy costs since they shot up.
Even though we're being told every second week that the price is starting to go down.
Yeah. And this is despite changing providers, doing all the things that I was supposed to do. I, you know, paid one energy company quite a lot of money to get out of a contract to change to a different energy company because I was told by a broker that it would save me money. I haven't seen any savings on that. It's a thousand cuts, you know, that's what I was saying. And this is just something, this VAT rate is something, it was the wrong call to put it back. And it's something that it's in their power to change.
I was looking at old receipts of mine from holidays, Chris, and even the, what you might call, you know, the way you treat yourself when you're on holidays, you go to a better class of place some nights. The highest rate I've ever been charged in Spain is 7%.
Yeah. I mean, when we look across at our nearest and dearest, they're much lower than us. And you feel that when you're out and about. Mm. And I do have customers, people say, you know, if the VAT rate was reduced, customers might not see that straight away. But I think it's something that at the moment, it's something that will keep us afloat. It'll make our businesses more viable. And it's something that will be felt by the customers eventually, maybe not immediately, but, you know, it gives us some space to actually not put prices up as opposed to, because we're keeping them artificially low now. Like if you look at the cost of coffee, coffee costs has risen quite a lot.
Right. So go into that a little bit for me, Chris, because as someone with a caffeine habit to feed day in, day out, I have noticed that coffee is going up.
Yeah, and I think it's been held at kind of an artificially lower price. People have been reluctant to put it up. Nobody wants to be the first 4 euro Americano. Mm. I think you might have 4 euro Americanos in the city now, but down around West
Park. About 380. A half decent one now is 380, 370, 380, which is an awful lot of money for a cup of coffee. And people will ask, God almighty, all it is coffee and water. Why is it so expensive?
That's true, the entire chain. So the cost of the actual coffee is getting so much higher. I mean, climate change is having a massive impact on that. Instability in the market, everything, shipping, your coffee isn't grown locally. So these are all things that are having an impact.
And what VAT then, just as a matter of interest, Chris, what VAT is on your cup of coffee then?
13.5.
If you brought it down, now here's the thing, if you brought it down to 9, would the cup of coffee that I buy with me gallon of petrol or with my sandwich in the restaurant, would that coffee come down?
I don't think it would come down immediately because, as I said, there's so many other factors that are involved in that.
Yeah.
But it's something that I think would give us space to keep the businesses going, you know?
Yeah. What about the VAT on energy? That needs to come down too, I would have thought.
Absolutely. That would make a difference as well. That's another place that they could absolutely make a difference immediately.
Yeah. Like I'm looking at businesses struggling all over the county, down into Kerry, take a walk through Killarney any day you choose and you'll see businesses closed down. Any place you like around County Cork, all closed down. And I look at our Minister for Finance, Mr. McGrath, whom I know well, and he is a management accountant. He's a financial accountant, as in he's the kind of person that if your business is struggling, you'll bring Michael McGrath in to look at your books and he'll say, here's how you sort yourself out. That's what he does for a living, or at least did before politics. You'd wonder why, wouldn't you? People like that can't see and hear what you're saying.
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know. I think, you know, maybe we need more people who have more recent direct experience of being in business, taking political positions. I know that's why I've become involved in politics recently, just to kind of bring that experience to the table, you know. And I think groups like the VAT9 group as well.
Will we see your name on a ballot paper?
Yes, I'm standing in Bantry. I was co-opted onto the Cork County Council in January, so I'm a recent councillor.
I'm behind the curve there, Chris, my apologies. Congratulations.
Yeah, so I'm standing with the Social Democrats in the Bantry local electoral area.
Okay.
So hoping to keep that seat. I'm really enjoying it. Absolutely love being on the council so far.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, the best of luck with new baby, and I'll let you get back to that most important of all jobs then.
Yeah, great. She's sound asleep here now. She's having a lovely snooze while Mum has her breakfast. So.
All right. But long way that continue. Chris, thank you. Chris Heinhold, or should I say Councillor Chris Heinhold. I was behind the curve on that one. And my apologies, Chris. Shirley Walsh has Shirley's Fish at the Fort. in Kinsale, one of the best food trucks around. Shirley, you're also involved in the VAT9 campaign, I think. People are struggling, and yet our accountant, Minister for Finance, can't seem to get it. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. How are you?
Good. What do you think is the problem here?
Yeah, so basically there's just a bunch of us getting together. It's kind of originated in West Cork, where we're just kind of on our last legs, really. There's a lot of new businesses closing, and it's the increase of the VAT from 9% to 13.5% is the straw that's breaking the camel's back, really, you know. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think you're going to see a lot of businesses closing from now on if this doesn't change.
Now, the pushback that you hear is, well, we told you it was temporary. It was only ever going to be temporary. So you knew this was coming.
Sure, but since then, the cost of living has risen. There's increases everywhere you go. The minimum wage has increased. All of the stuff that I buy in cash and carry on a weekly basis, that's increasing like all the time. Also, there's staff shortages. It's just the things that were went out. No, I'm only a new business. I'm only a business a little over a year.
Mm.
But
you've seen changes in that year, Shirley. Put it this way.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a short time.
Put it this way. Would you get back into it again if you had your time over?
With the 13.5, no way. There's no way I can sustain this. I mean, I'm working. Absolutely. I'm working myself into the ground. And I was actually, I sat down since the VAT increase and I looked at it and I thought, if things don't change, I'm going to be another one of those statistics, because I'm working myself into the ground for what? For peanuts. Because I know I was better off working as a PAYE in the restaurants, you know, than I am now being self-employed. So it's no incentive for somebody to go into being self-employed in the food service industry anyway, in the catering industry.
Mm. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Is this an election issue in Kinsale?
It would sway my opinion. I just think that the government needs to step in now and just cut us some slack, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's the same thing as they said about the petrol and the diesel. We did tell you it would only be temporary.
Yeah, I know, but it's just...
It's the changes in between, yeah.
Yeah, it's just right across the board. Everything is increasing, you know?
Mm.
So it's just proving really difficult to make ends meet.
I had that survey yesterday from Kantar. Now, I was looking at it for the amount of money that we spent on Easter eggs, which is a colossal amount of money this year. But Kantar and the supermarket sector in particular say that the price of living is going down and inflation is going down. You don't agree?
No, I don't see that at all. Not from where I'm sitting anyway. Absolutely not. I'm finding it very, very difficult. Everything's, you know, fuel and, as I say, the stuff that I get in cash and carry, that's constantly going up. Yeah. And now they've got this new, you know, I only buy a few things, you know, and I notice the cans now have this new, the cans of drink, like Oak and 7-Up and all these things. They've got a new cost now as well, which I've had to swallow. I didn't pass on to the customer.
But there's a thing, Shirley, you know, the deposit and return thing. And yeah, I know the reason they're gone up. I found out the reason they're going up is because, as well as the deposit, say, I'll take the can of Coke now that you'd serve me with me fish and chips. So the 15 cents deposit on the can of Coke has also gone up by a few cents to cover the cost of putting that logo on it. You've had to absorb that. But what are you doing about the deposit? Like, if are you, what's happening with the deposit in you?
Well, do you know what I'm doing? I know, and this is how bad things have gotten now. Like, I'm begging for the cans back from the customer. And I'm actually saving those cans. And I'm pumping into those machines with the cans. I mean, that's where I'm at now. Like, you know, I'm actually penny pinching now. I'm a very, very small business. You know, I'm very small business. I only employ 2 people, but I'm a new business. And I'm desperately trying to keep my head above water, you know.
So things are that tight. Things are that tight that you'll ask me to leave the can after me.
Okay, are you asking me if I'm penny pinching? Yes, I am. I know it's embarrassing, but yes, I am. I'm penny pinching because I'm desperately trying to keep things afloat, you know.
It's amazing. And that's actually frightening, Shirley.
It is, but you know, you're talking to somebody who's, I'm just a lone ranger in my business. I run the whole show myself. I fillet the fish, I serve, I cook, I run to cash and carry, I do everything myself. I'm a one-man band, you know. So it's just a very small business. And if I don't put in the work, then, you know, the money doesn't come in. So that's where I'm at now.
I would suggest...
And it's kind of embarrassing.
But I wouldn't be a bit embarrassed by it. I wouldn't be a bit embarrassed by it. Surely.
I'd get an awful ribbing for that now.
No, you won't, actually. No, actually, you actually won't. I think you've been very honest with me about this.
Yeah.
That even that lousy 15 cents from a can of Coke or 7-Up or bottle of water, you need that.
Well, it all adds up, like, every penny counts.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right, listen, leave it there. Hope the VAT9... campaign has some success. Shirley, thank you. Shirley Walsh of Shirley's Fish at the Fort in Kinsale, and Chris Heinhold, Councillor Chris Heinhold from the West Cafe Wine Bar. It's tough out there. Very tough. John McKenna saying to me yesterday that they have to reverse that VAT. The point will be made, and I've made it twice there talking to Shirley, and it will be made again by any government minister or any government representative you care to mention. It was only ever going to be temporary. You knew it was going to go back up. That's fine. But things have changed in between. 0818 96 96 96. Tom in Blackpool says, apart from the deposit return, the price of a can has gone up, and this is because, believe it or not, the cost of the can. Yeah, all the commodities like aluminium have gone up. You're right, Tom. You're right, the cost of actual cans, aluminium cans, has gone up. But I was talking to someone recently who knows retail backwards. He's in it all his life. And he said the actual relabeled can of Coke or Fanta or 7-Up, that the producers, because of the Republic of Ireland being such a small market, the producers are charging more to label the cans for our market. That's had to be absorbed by the shops. And then on top of that is the deposit. That's why the cans and bottles have actually gone up. I know people were saying, oh, they're catching us and they're hiding a cost increase. Yeah, but the cost increase is one they've had to pay. I'm also being warned by someone in the trade who'd know that come summer, you know that thing we're supposed to get in June, July and August? You know that summer we're supposed... Yeah, come summer, if we get any bit of hot weather at all and things run low in terms of Coke and 7-Up and Fanta, and as you care to mention, because we're such a small market, it's not like the various cash and carries can now ring up and get half a dozen pallets of Coke, because they all have to be relabeled for us. So we could be facing shortages in the summertime. Oh, the joys.
Cork's 96 FM.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.